ABC Radio Australia.
Could the tide be turning on West Papua's campaign for the recognition and sovereignty after decades of Indonesian rule? Fiji's Prime Minister Sitiveni Rambuka said he would support the United Liberation Movement for West Papua joining a sub-regional body, that's the Melanesian Spearhead Group. It would be a controversial big step towards formal recognition of the contended state, which the group has been considering taking for 10 years now. But as Caroline Tiraman reports, there's still strong hesitation among leaders to change the status quo around Indonesia's claims over its Papua province.
It's been a struggle for the United Liberation Movement of West Papua to gain political recognition from Melanesia's big members, Papua New Guinea and Fiji. Over the past decade, both countries have opted to continue recognizing Indonesia's sovereignty. But a change of government in Fiji has also, for the first time, given the ULMWP a meeting with the Prime Minister.
This time we are welcomed by Honourable Prime Minister with the open arm.
Benny Wenda is the president of the ULMWP, a group campaigning for autonomy for the Papua region.
I think this is the first West Papua delegation received by the Prime Minister, Honourable Prime Minister Rambuka.
The group has an application for full membership, has been in the hands of the Melanesian Spearhead Group for over 10 years and should now be given serious consideration. The Melanesian Spearhead Group includes Fiji, the FLNKS of New Caledonia, Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands and Vanuatu, while Indonesia has been an associate member since 2015. West Papua and Timor-Leste have observer status within the MSG. But what does this meeting with Fiji's Prime Minister Rambuka mean for the West Papuan cause? Dr. Camelia Webb-Gannon is coordinator of the West Papua Project of the University of Wollongong in New South Wales.
The fact that Rambuka has decided to meet with Benny Wenda as the leader of the ULMWP is showing that the Fijian leadership is definitely taking a new perspective and a renewed interest in West Papua in a way that Fiji hasn't done for some time now. So Fiji and Papua New Guinea have, for the past few years, taken the stance that they respect Indonesia's sovereignty over West Papua. And because of that stance, there's been a distinct silence or lack of comment about the plight that West Papuans are facing with regard to human rights violations in their territory. But with Rambuka agreeing to meet Benny Wenda, he's showing that even if they might not be supporting West Papuan independence, at least they're willing to look at the situation in West Papua and acknowledge that there are grave human rights abuses taking place and that it's definitely something that Melanesian countries are interested in addressing. So I have seen that Marape from PNG and Rambuka have said, look, we still do respect Indonesia's claims to sovereignty in West Papua, but what Benny Wenda is trying to do is negotiate for full membership status of West Papua within the Melanesian Spearhead Group, and this has been something that has been blocked for nearly 10 years now by some of the Melanesian countries who are now, I mean, Vanuatu is now saying, well, it was a mistake to give Indonesia membership to the Melanesian Spearhead Group. And Indonesia, because it's had a foot in the door within the MSG for the past few years, it's been able to influence Fijian policy on West Papua and Papua New Guinean policy on West Papua. Well, this is good news that it looks like the new government in Fiji is willing to reconsider its stance on West Papua.
Publicly, both Papua New Guinea and Fiji are maintaining their current stance on Papua autonomy. This is PNG Prime Minister James Marape speaking at a media event in Suva.
West Papua has been an issue that has resurfaced many times in the margins of PIF meetings. and engagements. From Papua New Guinea context, we sympathize with our Melanesians on the other side, but there are more Melanesians also on the other side than just West Papua. Easily, possibly over 10 million Melanesians deep also into Indonesian sovereignty. At the moment, West Papua remains, for us, a part and parcel of the Indonesia. They've made many, many representations to us and to all Pacific Island nations. From PIF context, we acknowledge if there was any human rights issues, it will be dealt with from a human rights context. But in terms of sovereignty issue, West Papua from PNG context remains part of Indonesia.
Fiji's Prime Minister Sitiveni Rambuka also echoed similar sentiments.
We share the same respect for the sovereignty of the of Indonesia.
Australia's stance on West Papua too has not changed. Its Foreign Minister Penny Wong says her country will maintain the status quo.
Australia under successive governments has made its position clear. You know, we recognise Indonesian sovereignty in relation to Papua. And that's a position that reflects a bipartisan position and a position that reflects our undertakings and commitments under the Lombok Treaty, and we remain committed to that.
Despite these public positions, Mr. Wenda feels major changes are happening in the background and there is momentum in the campaign for Papua's autonomy.
Today, many, many organizations are here, based in here. Now they are, we have a big meeting. They stand for the full membership and demand all the Melanesian leaders to give West Papua full membership.